Hi, I'm Scott Hansman. It's Azure Friday. I'm here with Eduardo Laureano. We're talking about Azure websites. And this one, we're talking about backups.
Backups.
Does not sound like a fun feature, but actually, when you dig into it, there's a lot of cool stuff in backups.
Yeah, we did make it fun. We see that today. Something also that for us to in our road to support enterprise websites is just a must-have. We needed to have support for backup your sites in everything with it, like your configuration, your databases, and all your website content. So that's what we did. The features in preview released in mid-Feb, and now you can do your backup. And we did it all integrated. So what you do is you set up your backup, you pick what you want to backup, your DBs, select your storage account, and it goes to your storage account. Set up a schedule and forget about it.
Yeah.
And then your backups will be created on a regular basis. When you have the oops moment, you can go there and you restore. We even allow the backups a plain zip file, so you can even, on your own, pick up the zip file. Maybe you don't want to restore your full backup. You want to pick something from your backup, some information, some file you deleted accidentally. Just pick that one and do a manual restore. So we give you that flexibility. The content's yours, managing your storage account, and make it as easy as possible for you to use.
Yeah, and storage of all the things in Azure storage is super cheap.
Exactly.
So just turn backups on and forget about it. Frankly, I think it should be on by default. That's my opinion. So this is a site here. You got a bakery site. And up at the top, you've picked backups. And you can see it's in preview as of the recording time.
Yep.
So we've got automated backup. Does that mean I can do a manual one just on my own when I feel like it?
You can do a manual one at the bottom of the screen. You're going to have a backup now button. And you can just click that backup button, and the only thing you have to choose is a storage account and which databases you want to include.
Okay. Well, let's set up an automated backup.
So automate, you set the automated backup button on. You pick one of your storage account. Worth saying, you probably want to pick a storage account that's close to your website to avoid the round trip of
So you're saying
your backup content.
If my website's in West US, I don't want to back up to a storage account in Asia.
Yes.
Because it's important to remember that we pay for traffic that goes between,
network egress.
Yes, egress.
You'd have to end up paying for that. So,
but backing up to West US to West US doesn't cost me anything.
Yes.
And pennies to store.
Exactly.
So, okay.
So here you pick how often you want to back up. Actually, a little detail. You see the grayed out the days. You can't go more often. As we take it out of preview, we want to be able to back up even by the hour.
Hmm.
If you have a requirement that you have to back up every hour or so, we will allow you to do that. For now, you can do every other day or every day, depending on your choosing. What's the start date? And the backup will run on that start date. So some sites, you want to back up when the traffic is low, so you want to pick it up for maybe middle of the night or something like that. So you can pick that. And then your DBs.
These DBs are from linked resources, right?
Actually, no. Well, DBs are from your connection strings on your configuration of your websites.
That actually makes more sense.
One thing we've noticed a lot of times is you would have DBs on your connection strings, but not on your linked resources. So we end up missing out on that.
That's clever. I like that. That makes more sense. Because if it didn't show up here, I might be thinking I was backing stuff up and really nothing was getting backed up.
Exactly, yeah.
And nice.
But if you do have your linked resources and you want to backup and you don't have the connection string, it's easy enough for you to click on your linked resources. If it's, let's say, a SQL Azure DB, copy and paste the connection string, which is available in that configuration, paste it in as a connection string to the website.
I see. So if it simply exists as a connection string, then it will appear in this dropdown.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Yep. So it really is integrated with websites, this feature.
Yep. Currently, we support the SQL Azure DB. We also support MySQL. Through ClearDB, our partners. So if you have any of these two databases, we will support them.
Okay.
We hope to add more in the future, too.
So let's back this up. You said this gets backed up as a zip file.
So this is one thing that is worth noting here. It will back up as a zip file. As you back it up, what we do, we take care of consistency of your DBs. That's one super important aspect. So we don't get your live copy of the DB and start doing a bunch of operations to it, which could slow down your site. What we do is we create a read-only copy of your DB, and that copy is the one that gets backup. So you're going to get this nice warning that your database cost will double
If you're doing a lot of backups.
If you're doing a lot of backups.
I
but
see.
That's just because we need to ensure the consistency of the data and not affect your current usage. So.
Right,
because
backing up in production could be quite expensive against the production database.
In the case of SQL, we use SQL technology Backpack, which is just a compression of
SQL
your data.
Backpack?
Backpack, yeah.
Okay.
Once you have all your settings, you can save. Save will save your schedule and recreate it, and that's when you can forget about it.
Okay, and you said this goes into the storage account. I believe you, but I want to see it. Can you show me these backups?
Absolutely. So let's go through here first. So the storage account, I picked SiteStore for this example. We have a container that we create for backup, always the same name, so it's Websites Backups. And that will have all your backups. And I've taken previous backups before, that's why you see a lot of them, but it's always the name of the site, underscore, the timestamp, and .zip and .xml. The .zip is the content of your backup. So everything you're backing up, so you're going to see is a much larger size than the XML. The XML is just a descriptor, what is in your backup.
I see.
In case you have a very large site, you might not want to open up the large backup. You want to see what's in it. So it's going to say which DBs are included, the name of the DBs. So it's a manifest file.
That makes sense.
So we can actually look in the zip file. Should we do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So you can browse to your storage account using CloudBerry, but you could use Visual Studio or some other tool. And you're going to see the same content we see the other UX. So I will open up this zip file here.
Okay, you're looking at your storage account live right now, and he's going to open up the zip file of the bakery site we just backed up. Let's check it out.
Absolutely. So
it's transferring that down. Not too big of a file, about 5 megabytes.
5 megabytes.
FS, I assume that means file system.
File system, yeah.
Let's look inside.
So here you have...
That looks familiar.
It looks familiar.
That looks like when I FTP into my site.
This is your site. Like if I go into site, that's probably your most important one.
Yeah.
You have your www root, you have your deployment, your diagnostics.
You backed up my Git, you backed up my app data, you backed up everything.
So if you created web jobs, site extension, anything that goes along with your site, they will be included in the backup.
All right, then here's a challenge. I'm going to go off script as if we had a script in the first place. Go and make me a new site, and can you restore this backup to that new site?
Let's try it out.
All right, let's see.
Okay. So create a new site.
It's like an empty website, right?
Yep.
Because I deleted the entire website.
All right, so Scott's ad hoc test. All right.
I would be impressed if someone already had that website name. Okay, so you're just going to make a blank one. Now, this new website you're making, it doesn't know anything about the bakery site. It's never thought about or heard about the bakery site.
Actually, let's assume something happened and bakery site
seriously
is gone.
Wow, you're not messing around. You actually deleted the bakery site. You've deleted your entire business, sir.
My customers right now are probably not happy.
You're going to regret
but
that.
They will be happy in a little bit.
Okay.
So let's go here. The backup tab's there. The backup... it's only available in standard SKU, but I created this website already in a standard SKU, so this will be available. You can go to your restore button. It will not show any backups for this site because this particular site, we haven't created any backups yet. But we can go and browse to their storage account and pick one of the backups previously created and restore it. So
I see.
I'll pick the bakery site, which is the zip file content we looked at.
Right.
And we'll restore that. So here's an interesting part.
Oh, that's clever.
You can do a couple of things. So you can restore over your current site.
Nice.
It's probably not your typical scenario. Your typical scenario is really to restore as a separate copy.
Like a staging and like check it out staging. And make sure it's okay.
Actually, what we want to do is you'll be able to restore to a site slot even.
That not would be a supported. Nice feature.
And then you could swap if you need to, or you can just look at that site and recover some critical information.
That would be there. Nice.
So let's restore as a new website. If databases were included in that backup, it would show them here.
I see.
You could restore them also overwrite or as new instances.
Okay.
And the restore process will start happening now.
Very cool.
While this is happening, what I should say is backup runs if you set up a schedule in the background. So we don't want to come with notifications on the portal randomly. So what we did is, but at the same time, you still want to know what happened to your backups.
I think we forgot to back up the database.
We did. I forgot to back up.
That's okay.
But we'll, so let me look at how you can see what's going on with your backup or what happened with your backup in general.
Okay.
So the way we do offline communication with the user is through the operation logs. So going to the operation logs, you're going to see all your operations related with backup. So you will see here.
Here we go. Yeah, so you've got creates and deletes, regular things that you do. There's our traffic manager work a minute ago.
Yep.
For previous video.
And you see all your backup operations. I did one that failed, and it's here. And if you go into the details, it will say why it failed, the ones that succeeded, and information of what has been included in the backup. So that's how we communicate backup operations to the
right.
user.
Right, and there's our succeeded restore right there.
Oh, so it's done.
So it looks like Azure Websites backs up your database if you click it.
Yep.
All your websites, puts it into a storage account. And it's just a zip file. I can download it to my local drive.
Absolutely.
Restore it to another website, and in the future someday to a deployment slot.
To a deployment site slot, yep.
Very cool. We're talking about Azure Websites and backup here on Azure Friday.